Okay, you ready to do this? Okay, here we go. We can start this at any time. All right, cue the symbols.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Okay, now bring the tuba up very, very gradually. Tuba up.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
All right, bring in the flute. All right, very slowly now, meld in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That's it. All right, cue Ron to do his little stupid asshole bit. Okay, ready? Cue Ron and cue him. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. All right, tell him to do it again with a little more feeling. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Yeah. That just sucked all the way around, so let's just forget the whole thing. Hey, how you doing? My name is indeed Gorby Delona, which is an Italian name that means Ron Van Dam, and I'll be with you for the next 17 years until I die, and or perhaps a little bit before that I'll stop. That would be in poor taste to just die on the air. That'd be kind of sucky for me, pretty much. I know you would say, oh man, that's horrible that it happened right before my ears, because, you know, it's radio. But think of how sucky that would be for me. It'd be far more sucky for me. Hey, tomorrow, big day for me tomorrow. Big day. First of all, big day for you. Here's what we're advertising. Tomorrow is my big sex show, which doesn't mean that I'm going to be talking about sex. I'll be masturbating as I do the program. Oh, my God, what did you have to say that for? No, I'm kidding. That was a joke that really, now in retrospect, isn't all that funny. Tomorrow I'm going to be speaking to Dennis Huff, who is the owner of a cat house in Nevada. Prostitution is legal. You take a flight or you take your limousine, whatever, to this place, and a lot of celebrities and politicians go, and normal people, and you book a room or a time or an evening with a young lady, and you have sex with her, and then you go home. Yeah, it's called prostitution with extras. No one would think that there'd be extras involved with prostitution, but there is. So we're going to talk tomorrow about prostitution. Is it kind of okay, you know, for those that aren't hooked up? Certainly. And we're going to talk about open relationships, just everything that has to do with the Chicka Bow Wow tomorrow on the program. It's going to be a program that I certainly am looking forward to for no reason other than I actually have something planned. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Please join me tomorrow, man. It's going to be heavy and down. Oh my God, here it is. Tomorrow on the Ron Van Dam Show, man, Ron going to get down with a sex program. You don't want to miss it, and you don't want to listen to it with somebody else. You want to listen to it while you're alone. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's going to be freaky fun, and that's tomorrow on the program. Thank you so much for asking. Tell your friends about it. I don't know how you would do something like that. Hey, there's this guy on the radio. He's going to do like this big sex show on Tuesday. Oh, tell your friends? Oh, how am I going to tell my friends? That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. What is he doing, grandstanding in order to get ratings? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's exactly what I'm doing. How did you figure that out so quickly? That's tomorrow. Also tomorrow, I have a doctor's appointment. Oh, yeah, man. Doctor's appointment. That is, for me, that's a big deal. Here we go with this thing again. Oh, man. I go to the doctor once every 6 months because I have health insurance, so why not eat that up? I mean, you know, I pay for health insurance. Why not use it? It's like I have house insurance. Why not destroy my bathroom every once in a while and get a new one? I mean, seriously, hello? So I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and it's just what they call a follow-up, which sounds kind of like a stalker, you know? Have you been following me? Yeah, it's a follow-up. It's just a follow-up. Oh, okay. Because I thought you were stalking me, like looking in my window and like driving behind me and then waiting until I go inside my building and seeing me when I leave the building. I thought you were stalking me. No. It's just a follow-up. Do you have an appointment for a follow-up? And this is how we do it. Oh, okay, fine. So I'm going to my doctor tomorrow. It's a female doctor. If someone's going to touch my body, damn it, it's going to be a female. I mean, again, I've racked up the bonus points. I mean, you know, why would I waste it with a guy touching me? Not that I'm against that. That's great for a lot of people. And I have no problem with guys touching me, by the way. All right. I think I do, actually. I think I do have a problem with that, come to think of it. Yeah, I don't want another guy sticking his finger up my rectum to see if I've got any kind of problems in crackland. If anybody's going to do that, it's either going to be a gerbil or a female. So that breaks it on down because I don't know a lot of gerbil doctors. Dr. Gerbil, please. Dr. Gerbil to surgery. Dr. Gerbil, stat. No, I don't know any of those. So, you know, and if someone's going to put a cold stethoscope on my body, I think it should be a woman. I think, why not let her have a good time as well? All right, that's just sick. Anyway, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow in Ron's life. And that's tomorrow, coming up tomorrow in Ron's life. And then also I have to get a little prick. All right, I know your line. I thought you already were one. I have to get a little prick in my forearm, I think, there, because I got to get a blood test. Every half a year, I get a blood test. And I firmly suggest that if you're over 2 years old, you should get blood tests on a regular basis, because that's how they discover if you have cancer or not. And I never, ever, and it probably will happen anyway, I never want to walk into a doctor's office and they say, I'm sorry to tell you this, that you have cancer and you've had it for a while and it's terminal. And if you had only, we have only caught this 6 months ago, I never want to hear I never want to hear that phrase. So I go every 6 months and, you know, check me out. Just make sure that the old body's running okay, you know. I'm like a Volvo. The engine's still running, but the doors are falling off, you know. That's me. That's me, man. That was me. Like at 30 years old, that was me. So I need a checkup. I need a lube job. I need a tune-up is what I need. By the way, there are no such things as tune-ups. I have a car that's like about 100,000 miles on it. And I love the car and it runs beautifully and it's a beautiful car. But it's got 100,000 miles on it. And so I called up the dealership and I said, dealership, which is what I call them. I said, I think it's time for a tune-up. I've never had a tune-up on my car. And there's 100,000 miles on it. And the guy on the phone said the following to me. And this is a dealership. They said, a tune-up? What exactly are you looking for? And I said, a tune-up. He says, well, there really aren't tune-ups anymore. I said, oh. He says, yes, there are tulips, but not tune-ups. And I said, why? Did I die and wake up and now there's no tune-ups? He says, no, they're called maintenance checks. Oh, I say. So what are you saying? He says, well, cars diagnose themselves these days. Your check engine light, any car that was built like after 2005 has got computer diagnostics. And when something is going wrong with the car will tell you, you bring it in and we fix it. There's no really like tune-up. Like if your spark plug is dying, it'll tell you that. I said, oh, okay, so there's no tune-ups. You don't just kind of like tune it up. So no, I frankly, no. Frankly, it's just called a maintenance check. And to be honest with you, there's no real reason to do this unless there's something wrong with your car. Are you hearing any strange noises coming from your car? And I said, no, I'm hearing strange noises coming from my body all the time. Sometimes I'm not even in the car and strange noises are coming from my body. Stomach's gurgling. I'm farting a lot. But I don't think that's what you're talking about. And he says, no, no, I'm not talking about that. Is there any strange noises coming from the car itself, the engine, any, you know, hesitation? I said, yeah, I did have some hesitation because I know how much this is going to cost. And I figured I better not call. This is going to cost me hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I said, I hesitated before I called. He says, no, no, no. He said, is there any like hesitation in the car? Like, is it like bucking? And I said, no, there's absolutely no bucking going on. There's no bucking going on in my car. When I was a teenager, there was a lot of bucking going on in the back seat. Man, I got bucked, and I bucked other people in the back, but I don't have that car anymore. So, no, there hasn't been a bucking in my car for... Bucky's been in my car. I have a friend, John, who we call Bucky sometimes. He's been in my car, actually, yes. Not a lot. So, does that count? He said, no, 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 no. That doesn't count. So, I'm not having my car done. Anyway, I am going in for a tune-up for myself by going to the doctor. So I got to do the blood test, and they stick a little needle in your arm, and they take blood out of it, and they test the blood, and they make sure that your fluids are good, your transmission oil is good, and that kind of thing in a person. And that I hate that because I have... very tiny veins or veins that are, I guess, receded or something. And my veins aren't toward the top. They're like some, they're like 6 miles down. You have to frack to find my veins. So it's not a good deal for me. They have a needle called a butterfly needle, which is a tiny little needle. I don't know why they call it a butterfly needle because it's got a tiny needle. And they can usually extract the blood if I go to a blood lab. You know, if a regular good old nurse comes up to the doctor's office and says, okay, we're going to take some blood out of your arm, I say no, no, no. Because if they don't know how to do it right with me, they'll turn me into a lawn sprinkler with holes in it. I mean, they just prick around. They prick around. And I need a specialist, somebody who's been in the business for years and years, who knows how to find blood. And that's their talent. I can find blood in anything. I can get blood out of a stone. So tomorrow's my big day. And they also take my blood pressure. And see, I'm a very opinionated person. Duh, really, Ron? Really? Yes, I am. And... yeah, yes, I am. they take my blood pressure because they know that I'm about to explode at any moment. I am an incendiary device about to go at any time. So they do that. And then once a year, they'll give me an EKG where they hook me up. I don't know what the hell for, just to make sure that my heart rhythm is proper. I don't know. I have no idea why. And, of course, to stick the finger in various places of my body. And so that's tomorrow. And I dread it. You know why I dread it? No, Ron, why? Because, thanks for asking, by the way. Thanks for involving yourself in my conversation. The reason that I dread it is that I'm scared that they're going to tell me something bad. And this didn't happen till I got older, a little bit older. I was feeling chipper and wonderful, and I still feel chipper and wonderful. I feel really good. But I'm just wondering if I go in and get the blood test and the doctor, I mean, all of a sudden the doctor will have a puss on her face, which is not a place to have a puss. And she'll go, I don't know how to tell you this. And I don't want to hear that kind of thing. I just don't want to hear it. So, but you've got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, when you hear it, it could be worse. And my doctor yells at me. She doesn't yell at me like, you little dirty boy. And she'll smack me on the ass. She didn't do that. But what she'll do is she'll take those little plastic ear cups that they use to check your ears out, see if you have earwax, which you always do. She takes that and she takes that little plastic cup part and she puts it on my nipples and it's we have fun. We play little games. No, she doesn't do that. That was a dream I had when she did that. Now I'm getting it clear. Anyway, she will actually raise her voice to me and go, you know something, schmuck. No, she didn't say schmuck. She says, you know, you really got to take care of yourself. You only have one body. And I say, yeah, that's why I masturbate, because I only have one body. If I had two, and I do have two, and I'm having a fine sex life, so I don't even go there. But she says, you know, you only have one body, and if you don't take care of that, then you're nothing. You're scum. You're low life. You're nothing to me. You're dead to me. She says, you know, you really got to take care of yourself. Are you exercising? Uh-oh. The bells go off. Are you exercising? And you know what I do? I lie. How's she going to know? What's she going to call my gym? Ron says that he's been going to the gym every other day. Is that true? We don't know who Ron is. No. If that's the tall guy with the beard, he signed up and he never came back. He's lying to you. He is a bold-faced, big liar. He is lying. And then the doctor said, we called the gym and you don't go there at all. I didn't say gym. I said I go to the gym. And you must have called the wrong gym because I go every day. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes. Okay, right. Now, she asked me, she says, have you been exercising? And I say, yeah, of course. Look at me. Of course I've been exercising. She says, are you taking care of yourself? Are you eating properly? Yeah, I open my mouth. I take some food. I put it on the fork. I put the food in my mouth with the fork. I close my mouth. I chew and I swallow the food and I repeat until all the food is gone. I am eating properly. That is, I believe, how you eat. She says, you know what I mean, asshole. And I say, yes, I do, asshole. I do know what you mean. And I am eating healthy foods. I'm cutting down on sugar. I don't eat fried foods. I don't. She says, about how many days a week do you think you have an alcoholic beverage? And I say, well, how many days in the week are there? And she says, 7. And I say, the answer would be 7. She says, about how many drinks do you think you have each day? And I say, how many drinks would be excessive? And she says, more than 2. And I say, 5. And I don't have five drinks a day. Not every day. And not a lot. But it's happened before. Let's just put it that way. It's happened before. And it's happened before to the point where I even remember that happening. So that's pretty good. I think it's pretty cool. And she says, do you smoke? And I say, only on a real hot day, man, because I will sizzle. I say, no, I don't smoke. And she says, all right. She says, just take care of yourself. And do you meditate? And I tell her, like, what are you, the Maharishi here? I mean, what are you talking about? Look, just charge me my copay, which is $5,000. I have a lousy insurance policy, lousy health insurance. It's awful. It's Boehner Care. You've heard of Obamacare. This is Boehner Care. And the deductible is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I could pay my deductible for my medical visit or buy a car. I mean, those are the two, or a used car. I mean, you know, obviously $5,000 isn't going to get you a new car. So I'm intrepid about tomorrow. So I'm going to do my sex show in the morning, and then I'm going to go to the doctor. And I don't know how many people in the on the planet can actually say that. Like, I'm going to do a sex show tomorrow, then I'm going to the doctor. I don't know who else would say something like that, except for me, because that's what I do. It's a weird kind of life.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
welcome back to the program. I was watching, oh, by the way, coming up later in the show, a very interesting group called The Misses. I've played their song called Enough. I've played it enough, to be honest with you. But I was curious about this musical group. They are actually married women, young married women. And they form this rock band, and they write their own music, and it's very, very impressive. So we decided to actually find them, interview them, and we're going to do that a bit later on in the program today. Should be entertaining. I say should be with a giant S. Not that I have a giant S. I'm watching TV last night, and there's a show that premiered. I don't know on what channel. It really doesn't matter, does it? And the name of the show is I Can Do That with an exclamation point. And apparently what happens is they take these celebrities and they match them up with these other celebrities and they try to do what the other celebrities can do, and that's on television. And last night, the Harlem Globetrotters, Penn and Teller, and A-Realistic, or I think that's how you pronounce it, were the guests. And these celebrities, for a day, they train to try to do what these people do. So, in other words, they would train a celebrity to play basketball with the Harlem Globetrotters, and then publicly they would play basketball as a Harlem Globetrotter. One of the celebrities would learn how to do magic and then do a magic show on stage with Penn and Teller. And Aralistic, I think that's how you pronounce it, is in, they're an acrobat team, you know, trapeze and that kind of thing. So they would teach a celebrity how to work on the high wire, and then they would perform on the high wire. And that's what the show is about. It's called I Can Do That. Rather simplistic name for a show, but it kind of does explain what, you know, like a celebrity sitting around their house with their hands in their pants watching some skill, and they say, oh, I can do that, and that's what the show is about. Here's what got to me is I realized very quickly that I am cooked. I am done like a turkey, and here's why. There were four celebrities that they had named. I didn't watch the whole show because it was a horrible show, but there were four celebrities that they had named in the television blurb, and these are the four celebrities that are going to try to learn, who say, I can do that, and try to learn a certain skill, and then will perform that skill. All the celebrities that they named, I have never heard of, and that's what bothered me. I have reached the point in my life where I am so out of touch that I don't know who these celebrities are. Now, network television shows tend to choose these nobodies and call them celebrities. I don't know the meaning of the word celebrity, really. I could be a celebrity, I suppose, to certain people, but not to most people, certainly. So I guess that word celebrity is like really stretched out. Here are the four celebrities which they named in the show, and I have no idea who they are. And I will tell you ahead of time, if you know who these people are, you will probably say to yourself, Ron, everybody knows who they are. Why don't you know? I don't know how you're going to react to this. And I don't know if it's an age thing or these people really are like non-entities that NBC or whoever it was is calling celebrities. Here we go. First celebrity that I have never heard of before in my life who appeared on the show is Cheryl Burke. Who the fuck is she? Cheryl Burke sounds like a woman that works the cosmetic counter at Macy's. I have no idea who this woman is. Apparently, she's a television host and a dancer, because I Googled her. I have never, ever heard of her. I don't know what she looks like, what she does. I'm sure she's attractive if she's under the category of celebrity, because most of them are. The only celebrity that is not attractive is kind of Rhea Perlman, I think. Danny DeVito's wife, not attractive at all. Other than that, I don't know. Here's the next one, and I can't even pronounce the name. I got to spell it because I have no idea who the fuck this is. C-I-A-R-A. Sierra? Chira? Chiara, C-I-A-R-A. I have no idea what this is. I thought it was a sexual transmitted disease, but apparently she's a celebrity. I think it's a she. I don't even know. The next celebrity was Joe Jonas. I believe this is one of the Jonas brothers because I'm trying to figure out who this might be. With the last name Jonas, I'm going to figure it is a Jonas brother since they are like 25 of those Jonas brothers, I think. Joe Jonas, I don't know who. I guess he's a Jonas brother, but I don't know if he sings, dances, plays the flute, clarinet. I don't know who this is. And then this last one, I've never heard of her, is Nicole Scherzinger, S-C-H-E-R-Z-I-N-G-E-R. I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know who that is. And I Googled her, and I read her Google thing, and I still don't know what she does. That's the problem. So do you know any of these people? And you're probably saying, yeah, Ron, everybody knows who these people are. I don't. And that's makes me feel two things. It makes me feel like I don't belong because I'm not part of society who apparently is aware of these, who I consider to be nobodies. Or these people are indeed nobodies. And this television show is choosing people that are not even celebrities. I don't know which it is. I really don't care. All I care about is me. And that's pretty much all I care about. that's as far as it's going to go, ladies and gentlemen. I only care about myself. And I don't even care about you. I mean, unless I know you, but I probably don't. And I don't know.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
I think when Angie made up her list, she was drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk to the misses. They are attractive young ladies who happen to be mothers. Some of them have babies, some of them don't. Talented, they are a female rock group. They write their own songs. Let's speak to them now. This is a fascinating story. I am joined by Andra and Mandy with the rock band The Misses. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks. Doing well.
What part of the country are you located in?
We're in Austin, Texas.
Oh, you have no accents.
Until we say y'all.
Oh, okay, there it is. All right, so let's start from the beginning. What, who started this, and why the concept?
Well, really, we're a band that came out with a song, simply, and a video to tell women that they're enough. And, this video has just exploded.
Wow.
It's gotten now over 4 million views in multiple languages. I think it's French, Spanish, Chinese, and I can't even tell you what else. And the next thing we knew, we were receiving a phone call to appear on Good Morning America, Queen Latifah, and Univision. And this response has been pretty unbelievable. And the main thing is that we had a message that we wanted to change the negative thoughts that women had when they looked in the mirror. And it's actually become a movement. That's what this band's about. Huh. We wanted to change the way women see themselves, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
When was the band put together?
Well, I kind of put together the band about 5 years ago, but the missus has been together a little over close to 2 years.
2 years, wow! And then, so the band was together, and then did you perform, or did you like immediately cut a video?
We started writing songs right away,
okay.
And Enough was one of the first songs we wrote, and we decided that we really wanted to share that message with people, and so we then recorded the video that we made in the mall with our magic mirror.
Hmm. Tell me about the magic mirror.
Well, if you haven't seen the video, you have to see it. It's up on our website, themessage.com, but we were recently on with Queen Latifah, and she was literally brought to tears after watching it. She said that she instantly thought of her mother and how she would love for her to experience it. And in fact, experiencing the mirror has been one of our number one requests. So we've decided we're going to go ahead and create an app for everyone to share with their loved ones all over the world. And so that they can share the same experience that people see on our video. And that's what we're trying to do, is just spread this love to everyone.
Interesting. Was the video produced for YouTube or produced as a music video? How did it spread and become so popular?
Well, you know, I think that the main point is that it resonated with so many women. That's why I think it became so popular. You know, I think that most women want to feel that they're enough.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when women watch the video, they see that. And,
right.
You know, women want to stop beating themselves up because I think at the heart of what they're doing, they want to feel okay.
Right.
And you know, the video itself, we shot it because we wanted to put real women in front of a mirror and let them see themselves the way other people see them. Like my friend who I brought to the mirror, who's a school teacher.
Yep.
He's from Alvin, Texas, a small town in Alvin, Texas. And I wanted her to see herself the way everyone sees her. I wanted her to see that she's valued and appreciated the way that all that her children and all the other teachers see her. And it was a life-changing experience for her.
That's very different, what you're doing. It's like multi-dimensional.
Well, when we thought about making a music video for Enough, the other ideas that we came up just didn't seem to get the message across. So we thought we need to actually stand a woman up in front of a mirror and have it be a place where she feels good about herself.
Wow.
So that was our mission. Yeah.
And how did you get into the app thing? Did you team up with somebody else who does that kind of thing? I mean, usually people don't think of that.
We did. And we have, after, you know, after the video went viral, we had a lot of people coming to us. And so we kind of came up with this idea of how can we get this message out to more women, because the number one request was that more women want to experience it. And so the only way to do that is to allow this, you know, experience to go to more women. And the app will actually allow women to be able to have this experience anytime. And, you know, one of the ideas was to have, you know, moms to be able to have daughters send sweet notes throughout the day, or friends be able to send friends, you know, just a boost whenever they're down and things like that, or even like a husband to send a note to their wife, you know, throughout the day. So the main goal is that we want women to now be able to look to their mirrors and feel good about themselves. And that's it. And when you have a goal like that, teams and people come to you and say they have the ideas, And we get inundated every day at our website at themisses.com with people wanting to help us. And it's exciting because women are rallying around this message because they want to find ways to help too. And it's really, really exciting and empowering to us that we're not sleeping at night. We're trying to find more ways to spread the message and to help too.
Wow. Very, 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 very cool. It's the is www. You don't have to say that anymore, do you? The Misses shows you how antiquated I am. Right. I'm still doing HTTP, so I don't think I have to do that either. It's themisses.com. It sounds like it's just full of information and materials and all kinds of ideas. Boy, you stimulate people. That's a wonderful thing, not only through your music, but through your concepts as well, which is really cool. Are you all mothers?
Well, no, three of us are, Jennifer, Jenny, and me, Andra. Are all three moms, and so we have enough children to run the group. Sometimes at band rehearsal, it gets a little crazy when they're all there.
Wow. Okay.
But we have a good time, that's for sure.
Well, congratulations to you again. It's themisses.com. Pleasure speaking to you. Hope we can do it again. And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're great very welcome. Great talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Fantasy.
enough.
There you go. That's the missus. The missus. Very interesting group. But they're married, so whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about time for me to take leave of my absence. Take leave of my absence. Ooh, I'm going to be thinking about that phrase all day. I don't know what that means. It is time for me to leave. It's sad when I have to leave because I do enjoy spending the time with you. Oh, God, we're going to get soppy now. Yeah, we are. You know, in our drab lives, we wake up in the morning, we get dressed, eat a little something, go to work, sit there for 8-9 hours, sit in traffic to get there, sit in traffic to get home, working with people we don't like, that don't respect us, that are pretty much the dregs of the earth. And we get home, eat a little bit more, you watch a little TV, you say hello to your whatever you live with, and then you go to bed. Next day you do it all over again. And then after 5 days, you have a few beers, watch a little more TV, and you get up and you start that whole 5-day process all over again. Yeah, it's not a pleasant existence necessarily, so we need something in our lives to spark it up, to give us that little glimmer of enjoyment, of hope. What would that be? What could it be? It's me. If this show does nothing, and I feel it indeed does not, it gives you a little bit of a time where we can spend quality moments together. You know what I'm saying. We crack open a bottle of wine, and we sit back, talk about all those crazy things that go on around us. And all of a sudden, we feel better about everything, better about ourselves. In a perfect world, that would be great. But this world is not perfect, and that doesn't really happen. But thank you for trying. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. And you can do it. You've got control over your day. Make it a good one. You just damn better make sure you do. And if someone says something negative to you, you just laugh it off. You go, ah, ha, 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 ha. And you continue on. Because all that matters is you and me. Join me tomorrow for the big program. Until then, I wish you peace.